and welcome to Connected Voices with Ventiv. My name is Jared Van Allen, your host. And joining me today, I have Chris Clark, a friend of mine who is a deployment engineer for Presidio. Chris, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you doing today?
You know, I'm great. It's sunny here in Utah where I am, so that's a plus. How about you?
Well, I'm based out of Fort Worth, Texas, and it's pretty sunny down here today, too. I think it's almost 90 degrees.
That's awesome. Speaking of Fort Worth, that's kind of why I wanted to talk to you. So, Chris, a couple of years ago, I got scheduled on a phone call with you and a couple other folks there at Presidio, including Richard Morse, right? Do you remember how you came in contact with me on this particular project?
Yes, sir. I think we were working with Cisco and trying to come up with a solution for City of Fort Worth in order to give some free public Wi-Fi to the neighborhoods. This was during the height of the pandemic. And, remember, kids weren't being able to go to school, and some of these low-income neighborhoods didn't really have any options. So Cisco partnered with us, and we put together a team, and we were trying to come up with a solution that would best represent what we could put together to provide that service.
Awesome. And I think initially you called us, and I think you brought in one of my regional sales executives as well, Lynn Mackey down there in Texas. But I think originally you called us and looking at some kind of enclosures that had been deployed, kind of previously, and we looked at something different. Is that correct?
Yeah, we were looking at a couple different options. We were kind of thinking ahead. There were so many different opportunities and problems as we were starting to do the design. And I was looking ahead to say, how are we going to secure this gear? How are we going to keep people from getting into it? And then how are we going to power it? How are we going to house it? And that's where we ended up on these NEMAs, and we got on that phone call together.
Right. Yeah, I remember that call. So we went through that whole power system that we have with Cisco. Is, we're a Cisco Strategic Technologies Integrator. And really the solution was kind of using their industrial switching and everything. And then I believe you use the Cisco Curb product, the Cisco Ultra Reliable Wireless Backhaul, which is a lot easier to say than the old name for that product. I'll just say not. So you used the Curb for backhaul where they didn't have fiber, right?
Yeah, I would say compared to some other municipalities, City of Fort Worth didn't have a robust fiber plant at the time. So we were dependent on these wireless links in order to get into the areas of the neighborhood that we wanted to target.
Okay, so line of sight kind of stuff. They had to be on poles. And I think originally, including kind of the power system we did, you had like six, maybe seven devices that had to go on the original proof of concept pole. Is that correct? Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, we were kind of trying to create a super box in order to test all the different design considerations at one time. We were using an endo product for backhaul back to a centralized point. We were using a Volo model in order to go up and down the street. And then we were serving client access via Meraki. And then all of that tied back into that industrial switch.
And then if I remember, we got on a phone call after you did the original POC, and the power company didn't necessarily love that original deployment, did they?
No, they were kind of talking to us about some of their requirements. Most of those are incumbent cabling plant, fiber runs, things that you typically see on a utility pole. And then here we came, and we wanted to mount this box on there, and we wanted to hang a bunch of antennas. So we found out about this requirement for a single point of attachment. And that's really what drove this innovation around that new bracket that you guys are being able to use for other customers.
I owe you a thanks for that, Chris. So we did that universal mount. We were able to take your enclosure. We were able to take, I think, up to six different devices and kind of put them on these strong arm mounts and hang them off to a single mounting place on the pole. And honestly, we've gone on and deployed that in several other scenarios for very similar deployments, both with Presidio's as well as other, resellers or partners of Cisco and some of the other major manufacturers. But the fact is, Chris, I owe you a big thank you for helping work with Vantive and kind of get that whole product set put together.
No, I appreciate your guys' efforts. I mean, we had all your engineers on the phone. We figured out the best way to support the load. And I can tell you, I know those boxes are strong because I've seen them survive falls from the pole. We had an incident where a car hit one of these utility poles. And as you can imagine, that whole pole came teetering down to the ground. And after, you know, they cut off the power and we were able to get in there and save the box, the NEMA itself was perfectly fine. A couple of the strong arms were a little bent, but, you know, they hit the ground. That's to be expected. And we went ahead and just threw some new arms on there and some new radios, and that box went back up within a couple days. So very robust product.
Wow, that's really good to hear. That's really good to hear. You know, Chris, this came at a very opportune time within the city of Fort Worth to be able to provide wireless service to, you know, disadvantaged neighborhoods, students to be able to get on, do their homework, parents to be able to get on and do some work. A lot of that work was actually done by you in the field, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I did a lot of the site surveys. We were out there doing line of sight calculations. And as soon as we got everything set up the way we wanted and we built our boxes, I was back out there hanging them. I had a couple weird interactions with the public, including one time I had a gentleman pop out of the woods in a ghillie suit asking me about whether there were security cameras or gunshot alerts or what actually was going on. And I had to just explain it was just public Wi-Fi. Everything was okay. And he just slinked back off into the woods.
Never to be seen again. So he wanted to make sure there was no gunshot sensors being deployed. That's funny. By the way, we do have other deployments where they've used these in that case, but that's really interesting. That's really interesting. So quite the experience with the deployment. I believe that all the press I've seen says that it's been a pretty successful deployment as well, is it not?
I would say so. Even when, you know, kids were being able to go back to school, we still see a lot of use on this network. It averages about 1,000 clients a day. And we've had a couple weeks where data usage has been up in about a terabit of weekly data that's just being pulled down. So people are still using it even today.
So, yeah, kids are still coming home, doing their homework. That's awesome to see. That's awesome to see. Chris, we've had an opportunity to work together on a lot of different things, and I appreciate the partnership that you've always been able to provide us. It's really good to be able to work with a group of people like those with your organization. It's much appreciated. You know, the last thing, Chris, I wanted to point out, are you seeing a lot of demand right now for the whole Wi-Fi 6E, 6 gigahertz thing going on with customer discussions?
Yeah, everybody's paying attention to what's going on in the Wi-Fi space. Now that Wi-Fi 7 is out, that's the brand new number. Everybody's real excited about it. There's still a lot of questions, you know, how do I get to 6E? And we're starting to see some communication around the outside coverage with 6E now that we're able to do that. So I think if we were able to redo this network again using that 6 gigahertz space, you would see more throughput and you could see higher densities, and you wouldn't have come to the issues you would have today with an incumbent 5 gigahertz deployment.
Interesting. By the way, we're ready for external antennas for the 6 gigahertz space in those tri-band antennas. I believe you're already aware of that, but you know, as long as we're on the subject, just a big call out for that. We're ready now. All right, Chris, thank you for taking some time with us. I'd like to follow up maybe with a little video information and next time show the listeners exactly how we were able to do some of these implementation scenarios and maybe even hear from you a couple more humorous anecdotes. And again, Chris, it's always wonderful to work with you. And is there anything else you'd like to add here?
I just want to say I appreciate the commitment you put into helping this customer. It ended up going to a good cause. Everybody was real happy with the deployment, and I don't think we could have done it without your assistance. Thank you, sir.
No, thank you, Chris. It's been a pleasure to have you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Take care of yourself.